Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to introduce to you the governor of the great state of South Carolina, Nikki Haley.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's do it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is such an exciting time. I will tell you first and foremost, I feel for my governor colleagues, whether it's Rick or whether it's Bobby Jindal and Bryant and all of those that are going through all of the hurricane mess that they're going through. And so I'll be on the phones with them today. So just keep all of them in our thoughts and prayers, because truly they want to be here, but they're doing what they should do, and they are staying with their people, and they're taking care of their states, and that's what makes them great governors. You have a great governor in Rick Scott to the Florida delegation. South Carolina, you've got a great governor too. I want to thank our party, Chad Connolly, who does such an amazing job. We've got people like Glenn McCall and Cindy Costa who just make us proud. But there is nothing more thrilling than to be here with Florida, because I love all of the friends. First of all, Rick Scott and I are great friends. He is incredibly knowledgeable when it comes to the healthcare situation. And on a lot of issues, we get on the phone and we say, well, what are you doing about this? And I will tell you, South Carolina, when Boeing was going through their issues, Florida was there, because Rick Scott was one of the first governors that called and said, how can I help you? But we also have a little friendly competition going, and like they said, we like to go back and forth on jobs. We like to see who wins companies, but I think my favorite competition that I had with Rick Scott had to have been when I got this great key lime pie because USC beat Florida in the baseball championship. So we have fun with it, but this is what I want to talk to you now. We are getting ready to start what is a great week. While we are two states, we are all on the same team. And we have a country who is counting on us. And when you look at what we're going through, this is all about results. This isn't about talk. This isn't about the best commercials. This is about who and what we have watched these two men do. We've seen President Obama, and under his leadership, we have seen us lose the credit rating. We've seen debt higher than we've ever seen it. We've seen unemployment at such high levels that our states are suffering. We are seeing regulations beyond control, and we are seeing a healthcare system, which the Supreme Court, like it or not, said was a tax. I think we need to have Congress re-vote on this and tell us if they would have us do this again if they knew it was a tax. I don't think we would be in the same situation that we are now, but I can tell you you can fix that by changing who's in the White House. Absolutely. So we've got President Obama's record, and God bless him, I think he has tried. But I think he has not done a service to us. Then you have Mitt Romney. If we're looking for results, what are we looking for? We're looking for leadership. And I will tell you, this is a man who has taken broken companies and made them successful. That's as American as it gets. That's America. That's what we do. That's not something to be ashamed of. And there's a problem when President Obama says we should be ashamed of that. I am proud of Mitt Romney for making these companies successful, because that's what my parents did and small businesses do every day. Then we watched Mitt Romney go and take this failing Olympics and make it a source of pride for our country. That was results driven. He took it. He made it fiscally conservative. He made it strong. He made it safe. And we were all proud. And then if you really want to compare two things, he was CEO of a Democratic state. He went in there and he cut taxes. He brought in jobs. He balanced his budget. And you have a president who hasn't been able to balance his budget his entire term in office. Something's got to give. So this is what it comes down to. Florida, we need you. We can't win this without Florida. We can't. And what I want you to know is South Carolina has your back. My friend Scott Walker went through a race not too long ago, and I went up and I helped Scott campaign, and South Carolina had their back. And they fought, and they made phone calls, and they did everything they need to. But Florida, this comes down to you. We will have your back, but we need you to go out and change 5 voters from last time. 5 people that voted for Obama, we need them to vote for Mitt Romney this time. And let them know this is results driven. Let them know that we need this. My children, your grandchildren, we can't afford 4 more years. It's really this most serious election we've ever had. And I believe in Florida, because next to South Carolina, you're fighters. We fight for what we want. Boeing didn't happen on its own. It's because we fought, we kick, and we win. I say I don't wear heels for fashion statements. We do a lot of kicking in South Carolina. So I want you to know, Florida, we've got your back. I want you to know that we need you on this. And I want you to know, I think you're going to bring this home for us. I really do. I think Florida's going to be our ticket, and you're going to bring this home for us. And I want to give you an example of how doable this is. I went and campaigned for the Romneys in Michigan not too long ago. And we had a full day of events. And at one of the rallies, 2 self-described independents came up to me and said, "We don't know that much about Governor Romney, but what we do know is that we deserve better than what we have right now." That's what this election comes down to. Usually, people play it safe and stick with an incumbent. This time, remind your friends, remind your neighbors, in-state or out-of-state, we deserve better. This is America. This is the country where you can do and be anything you want to be, and no one can get in your way. We've never seen regulations like we've seen from this president. We've never seen a failure to secure our borders like we've seen with this president. We've never seen someone who's actually fought a state for wanting voter ID. We've never seen any of the things that we've seen with President Obama, but I know with your help, I know with South Carolina having your back, we will change the residents of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue this morning. So with that, I'm going to do what I love best and ask you to wake up a little bit and open it up to any questions that you have about anything. Were y'all out partying late last night? Any questions, anybody? Was I that good? So when we have this convention, I want you to scream loud. I want you to show the Romneys how much we support them. I want you to show them that they could not have picked a better partner than Paul Ryan. Yeah. I want you to show the country that we're winners. We're going to take our country back, and we're going to do it starting this week. Yeah. We've got a question right here on the left. You know, I will tell you, I watch Debbie, and I am such a fan of women. I really am. I watch her, and it's hard for me to be a fan of hers. You know, she does what she does very well, which is she is amazing at distracting the public from President Obama's record. That's her job. They've hired her to talk about anything else but his record. And if you look at the Democrats, they know they have less than 75 days to create a distraction every single day. And every time they do it, we need to bring it back to his record, because we win on that every single time. And I heard Debbie, that's what I was going to say. So Debbie has opposition, and I just found that out yesterday. Let me know what I need to do, because I will be there and I will fight right with her.
The 3 of us run 3 different offices. corridor? Will you come visit?
I will tell you, I'm going right now wherever Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan tell me to go. If they tell me to go there, I will be there with my shoes on and ready to kick. So absolutely. Yes, back in the back.
One of the things that you said about Mitt Romney when you were talking about what he did in Massachusetts, I would like to see more of the fact that it was a Democratic state, it was a Democratic legislature, and he got things done. He knows how to work with the Democrats. And I think our Congress is broken, and I would like to see more emphasis on what he has done.
Absolutely, and that's what we want to say, is that Mitt Romney is results-driven. He went into an 85% Democrat legislative state, and he cut taxes. That's not compromising. That's saying we need to cut taxes. He improved education at phenomenal levels. He balanced his budget. And then you've got a president where he hasn't even been able to get one of his own Democrat senators to vote for his budget. I mean, this isn't something where we can say, oh, but it's different because it's the president. This is someone who went into the exact same situation that President Obama's gone in. President Obama stuck on blaming anybody but himself, every previous administration, and Governor Romney went in there and didn't complain about anything. He said, let's get it done. And so I think you're absolutely right. We win every day when we talk about the results of Mitt Romney. President Obama loses every day when we talk about the results of Barack Obama. Way back in the back.
I'm going to try to scream. My name is Alejandro Capote. I'm 20 years old, and I came from Cuba when I was 6. Governor Hagee, thank you for being here. I'm a college student from Florida State University, a Republican, and a lot of young people are scared about the national debt, which is something that Governor Romney and Representative Paul Ryan are explaining to all the campaign trail, which is, I think, what we need to focus on. Our national debt matters. And young people are tired of the Obama machine. They're tired of the left-wing propaganda. We want a country where young people can be successful, where they can start their own businesses and create the opportunities for their families. I want to thank you for what you do in your state, for going around, and if we can push for better advocacy for younger generation, because it is why we stand here today. It is for them and the next generation. You know, every day I stand up, I go to school, I work in the campaign trail, or volunteer, or make phone calls, and I do it because of the cause, because America is too important for us to lose. It's about the next generation. And thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you. You know, if you will take time just to visit any young Republican group, you will be amazed at how bright they are. They get that this is their money that's being spent right now. They get that this is their money they've got to pay back. And if you go and just encourage them on what they do, and I am a Facebook queen, but I will tell you, Facebook is the best way to get in touch with the young people. It's also just making sure that they know they are as important to this election as anybody else. So make sure we include that. God bless you for what you're doing. You're doing the right stuff, and we'll win because y'all keep doing what you're doing.
Good morning, Governor Haley.
Good morning.
I'm with a group from Columbia College, and we're making a documentary about both the conventions. And we have a down day since most of the activities today were canceled, and we wondered if you would go ahead and kick your heels off and come play a game of gin rummy with us.
I wish I could. I've got a speech to work on. But otherwise, I would love to do it. I'm so glad y'all are here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I want to thank y'all so much. Have a great time. This is America. This is the spirit we bring to it. Nobody can take this away from us because we've got a fight that we know is real. We've got two states that get it. We've got two states that are friends. Florida, we've got your back. We've got your back. Now let's bring it home.